Well, as one might expect, the Sunshine State has plenty of sun, so that's not an issue. As far as policy goes, here in Florida, partially because our utility's done an outstanding job at keeping the electricity costs down, we don't feel it's broke, and so we haven't looked at alternative energies. And so, unfortunately, while we've had some recent successes, Florida Power and Light has installed some large fields in solar, we're just getting started here in Florida. We've got a long ways to go to catch up with the other states.
And how much percentage would you say of the state's energy comes from solar?
Clearly less than about 0.01% or something. Buck could probably correct me on that.
So we're talking really minimal. Buck, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim's right. We've got a fleet of about 24,000 megawatts, of which 110 of those megawatts are solar.
So from the standpoint of Florida Power and Light, how important is solar for the current situation and for the future, Buck Martinez?
I think it's extremely important. I think one of the issues that we wrestle with in Florida is the need to diversify our fuel mix. And right now we are very bullish on solar, but unfortunately, as Jim mentioned earlier, there just isn't any policy that allows us to do that. So we are going to be approaching about 70% of our fleet will be natural gas. And then we've got, obviously, we've got some nuclear. So solar is the one area that would allow us to truly diversify our mix. It would also allow us to bring a lot of the economic development that solar provides into the state of Florida. Because today, FPL is one of the largest producers and consumers of natural gas. And that those are in billions of dollars. Unfortunately, those dollars go out of the state, where a solar industry would allow you to bring that industry into the state and allow you to vertically integrate a number of areas that would create huge opportunities for the state.
Well, let me ask Tony Abbott about that. Tony, what do you think about what you're hearing in terms of where solar plays in the state's energy mix? And what do you think also along policy lines, is Florida well positioned to take advantage of what looks to be a rising wave of solar energy construction?
Well, at the moment, we're not extremely well placed with regard to policy. Now, there's a lot of opportunity for us to tweak our policy based on the experiences of other states, because many states have been kind of aggressive and experimenting with ways to fund these new alternative energy sources and other avenues besides solar as well. So we have a chance to learn from those experiences at this point.
Who should Florida look to as a leader in solar?
Well, of course, Arizona is a great area for the development, and they've been kind of forward-looking in that way. So we could possibly learn from some of their experiences, as well as Texas, and I would say California as well, just off the top of the head. But it's really kind of a detailed landscape, so I wouldn't restrict it to any few states. And there's a lot of data and a lot of information out there that we could look to take advantage of many experiences.
Buck Martinez.
Yeah, if I may piggyback, I think part of the issue is in 2008, Governor Crist allowed for 110 megawatts of solar into the state. So we in essence have a tremendous success record. So as far as policy goes, they implemented a policy. Unfortunately, it wasn't a long-term sustainable policy. It was a one-off, one-year policy. But what we do know is that policy worked, because from the time that the governor instituted that initiative, 9 months after PSC approval, we had completed the world's largest photovoltaic project at that time. It was 400 jobs were created, a lot of tax revenues for the county. So we already have a policy that, if reenacted, would allow you to do this. We really don't need to be looking to other states, although I think it's okay to do that, and I think we've got some success records, you know, such as, you know, we mentioned as Arizona, but we do have something that historically worked here, and it'd be very simple to replicate.